Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, and welcome back to The Stoic Life. Today, we're diving deep into something that affects all of us, those pesky emotional triggers that can turn our day upside down faster than you can say hangry. You know, those moments when someone says something seemingly innocuous, or a situation unfolds that sends your emotions spiraling. Ever felt like you're walking on eggshells, just waiting for the next trigger to hit? Well, guess what? We're going to tackle this head on. Because managing emotional triggers isn't just about surviving, it's about thriving, living with more calm confidence, and ultimately having a healthier, happier life. Now, I'm not talking about becoming emotionless robots here. No way. This is about understanding those triggers, learning to navigate them gracefully, and ultimately reclaiming your emotional power. Think of it like this. You wouldn't drive a car without knowing the gas pedal, brakes, and steering wheel, right? Well, our emotions are like that engine, and managing triggers is like mastering those controls. So, what are the key takeaways for taming those emotional beasts? First off, awareness is your superpower. Seriously. You need to know what sets you off. What words, situations, or even people tend to push your buttons. Journaling can be a game changer here. Write down those moments when you feel overwhelmed, frustrated, or anxious. Look for patterns, common themes, and anything that stands out. It's like detective work, but instead of solving crimes, you're solving the mystery of your own emotional triggers. Second, challenge those automatic thoughts. You know, those negative inner voices that scream catastrophe whenever something slightly off-putting happens. Try to reframe those thoughts with a more balanced perspective. Instead of thinking this is a disaster, maybe try, okay, this is challenging, but I can handle it. Remember, your mind is powerful, train it to be your ally, not your enemy. Third, practice mindfulness. This means being present in the moment, paying attention to your thoughts and feelings without judgment. It's like hitting the pause button on that emotional roller coaster before it takes off. Deep breathing exercises can help calm your nervous system and bring you back to center. You know that feeling when you take a deep breath and everything just seems a little bit lighter? Yeah, that's mindfulness at work. Fourth, build healthy coping mechanisms. This is about having go-to strategies for dealing with those trigger moments. Maybe it's taking a walk, listening to your favorite music, talking to a trusted friend, or simply engaging in a calming activity like meditation or yoga. Find what works for you and make it a regular part of your self-care routine. And lastly, remember that progress takes time. Don't expect to become an emotional Zen master overnight. It's a journey, not a destination. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your wins, and don't be afraid to ask for support when you need it. Think about the last time you felt triggered. Maybe someone made a comment that stung, or a situation reminded you of a past experience. Remember how those feelings took over, maybe even causing you to react in a way you later regretted. That's exactly what I'm talking about. Now, imagine if you had those tools, those strategies, to handle that trigger differently. You could respond calmly and thoughtfully instead of reacting impulsively. You could choose to detach from the negativity and rise above the situation with grace. That's the power of mastering emotional triggers. It's not about suppressing your emotions, it's about learning to manage them effectively so they don't control you. You can walk into those challenging situations with confidence, knowing that you have the tools to navigate them with composure and wisdom. So, what's the takeaway? Managing emotional triggers isn't just about surviving, it's about thriving. It's about creating a life where you feel calm, confident, and empowered no matter what life throws your way. Remember those 5 key takeaways. Awareness, challenge those thoughts, mindfulness, healthy coping mechanisms, and patience. Implement them one by one and watch how they transform your relationship with your emotions. Now, go out there and make this week amazing. Share this episode with a friend who could benefit from these insights. Leave a review to help others find the show, and join the conversation on social media. Let's build a community of calm, confident individuals together, one stoic step at a time.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.